Title: Playable Break Textures Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and the mission is simple to say, but deep to do. We're taking one classic break, amen, think, hot pants, whatever you've got, and turning it into a playable texture instrument. Not a loop, not drag it in and let it run. A texture engine you can perform in Arrangement View. Call and response fills, ghost note rolls, halftime punches, granular style smears, all lock to drum and bass tempo, like 170 to 176. Today I'm going to park us at 174 BPM, because it's a sweet spot that feels instantly like home in DNB. The big mindset shift: Arrangement View is not the place you finish the track later. It's your performance canvas right now. We'll compose variability with micro edits, consolidation, clip envelopes and automation lanes, warp tricks, and then we'll resample the best moments into new assets you can reuse like your own little texture sample pack. By the end, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar break texture layer you can tuck under a modern two-step, or let it be the main bed for a jungle roller. Clean core break, a texture bus with movement and grit, and a pile of resampled texture hits you can drop as fills whenever you need them. Let's set the project up properly first, because if the grid isn't locked, everything you do after that is pain. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now go into preferences, record warp launch. Turn auto warp long samples off. I'm serious. You want to warp intentionally, not inherit some random guess from Ableton that you'll fight for the next hour. Create these tracks. Audio 1. Name it Break Clean. Audio 2. Name it Break Texture. Create two return tracks. Return A. Short verb. Return B. Crush delay. Then create audio 3. Name it Resample Print. We'll use that to print textures later. Cool. Now we pick our break and prep the clean core. Drop your break into Break Clean in Arrangement View. Warp it. Start with Complex Pro. It's the most reliable for full breaks, when you're trying to preserve the overall timing and tone. Set formants to 0. Envelope around 128 is a good starting point. Now, find the best 1 or 2 bar region. You want a tight groove, minimal crash cymbals, and ideally something that loops without a weird oh, that was the end of the recording vibe. Once you've got your region, right-click the first transient you want to be the downbeat and choose set 1.1.1 here. This is one of those tiny steps that makes everything else click into place. Now tighten warping, but don't overdo it. Add warp markers only where drift actually occurs. If you pepper the clip with warp markers every beat, you kill the groove and you introduce phasing Y weirdness that's super noticeable once you start layering textures. Teacher note here, the clean break is the ruler. If the clean break feels good and stable, your textures can get wild and still feel intentional. If the clean break is already mangled, every texture layer just becomes confusing. Alright, duplicate time. Take that same region and duplicate it to the break texture track. This is the layer we're going to play in Arrangement. Pull a clip gain down right away, like -6 to -12 dB. The texture is support. It's seasoning, not the meal. Now we make it playable, and this is where the Arrangement View approach shines. Pick a 1-bar section on break texture. Duplicate it across 8 bars so you've got a runway. Now start cutting micro edit blocks. Think in 1/8 and 1/16 boundaries at first, and slice around the interesting stuff. Ghost notes, hats, sare tails, little in-between transients. You're going to make 3 to 5 variations, and the point is not chaos. The point is reusable phrases. Variation A, straight, basically untouched, just your bass texture loop. Variation B, remove one kick so it breathes differently against your main drums. Variation C, push hats slightly earlier. And when I say slightly, I mean a few milliseconds. Turn grid off and nudge. Don't move at a 16th note unless you want it to sound like a rewrite. Variation D. Stutter a snare tail. Grab a 1/16 slice and duplicate it a few times to get that classic machine gun tail energy. Variation E. Halftime accent. Mute hats for half a bar so the groove suddenly feels wider. Negative space is power in DNB. Now here's the workflow power move. After you finish edits for a bar, consolidate it. Command or Control J. Consolidate turns your messy little micro-slice collage into a single phrase clip you can move around like Lego, and label them in arrangement with locators, tex A, tex B, tex C, and so on. You're building a phrase library, not just editing a loop. Extra coach note, create an empty audio track at the very top called TEX palette. Every time you create a cool 1-bar consolidated phrase, Alt-drag or Option-drag a copy up into TEX palette and keep that track muted. That becomes your quick-grab library while arranging, so you stop hunting through your timeline like it's an archaeological dig. Now we add controlled aggression using different warp modes, but we're going to do it in a clean way. Warp mode itself isn't something you automate smoothly, so instead we duplicate the texture lane into separate tracks and treat them like different characters. Duplicate your break texture into two more audio tracks. Name one break text beats. Name the another break text tones. On break text beats, set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16. Transience at 100. This is going to tighten and chop in a way that feels super DNB when you use it in short sections, like a fill. On break text tones, set warp mode to tones. Grain size around 6 to 12 milliseconds. This is where you can get that insect Y granular hat buzz, especially if the break has hat runs or noisy top end. Now arrange these like fills, not like constant layers. Use them for the last two beats of bar 4 or the bar 8 turnaround. When these textures show up briefly, they sound designed. If they're on all the time, they just become tiring. Before we get lost in edits, let's build the texture bus, because sound design decisions are easier when your processing is already in place. Group your texture tracks. Put break texture, break text beats, and break text tones into a group and name it break text bus. On that group, build the stock device chain. First, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The whole point is, don't fight the kick, don't fight the sub, don't fight the main snare body. If the texture is thick in the low mids, it'll mask everything that matters. If there's harshness, dip around 3 to 5 kHz by a couple dB. If you want a little air, a gentle shelf at 10 kHz plus 1 or 2 dB can help, but don't hype it if you're going to distort later. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15. Crunch around 10 to 25. Damp somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz to tame fizz. Usually keep boom off. Let your main kick and bass own the low end. Then saturator. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And this is important. Compensate the output. If you don't level match, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder. Then auto filter for movement. LP24 or BP12 will automate cutoff between roughly 1.5 kHz and 8 kHz over time. If you want a tiny bit of transient reactive motion, add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15, but keep it subtle. Then utility. Bass mono at 120 Hz and width somewhere like 90 to 120%. Don't go insane here. DNB needs punch in the center. If your texture layer gets wide in the wrong place, your whole drum picture gets blurry. Now set up returns. Return A, short verb, reverb, short decay, 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the verb, like 400 to 700 Hz. Keep it light, around 10 to 18% wet. This is not big room, it's glue and airless space. Return B, crush delay, echo. Use 1/8 or 3/16 timing. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it, high pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then put redux after echo, subtle, like 8 to 12 bit depth, just enough to make it grimy. And the rule, you only send selected moments into these returns. If the whole texture is swimming in delay and verb, it stops being playable. It becomes a wash. Now arrangement view becomes your instrument. We're going to create performance gestures. First, stutter throws. Classic DNB energy. Pick a snare tail or hat run. Grab a 1/16 slice and duplicate it 3 to 7 times. Then automate your auto filter cutoff down quickly like a DJ choke. And for extra hype, push send B. The echo, just on that region. Aim for around -6 to -3 dB on the send, depending on your gain staging. The throw should explode, and then get out of the way before the next main hit. Second, reverse swells into snares. Jungle staple. Copy a snare hit with a bit of tail. Reverse it. Add a fade and over and 1/8 to a 1/4 note. Place it right before a main snare, like bar 2 or bar 4. Add a touch of reverb send, and later we'll print it so it becomes its own reusable asset. Third, tape stop style drop-ins without third-party plugins. Automate clip transpose in the clip box. Take it from 0 down to -12 over about and 1/8 note. Combine that with a low-pass filter sweeping down. Put it at the end of bar 8 into a drop. It's a tiny moment, but it screams intention. Now let's level up with a few advanced tricks that make this feel like an instrument, not editing. 1. Use groove intentionally and capture it. If your break has magical swing, right-click the warped clip and extract groove. Then apply that groove only to the texture layer, not your main drums. Use maybe 10 to 35% amount. Timing only. Keep randomness low. That way your core drums can stay rigid and punchy, but the texture breathes like a human. 2. Clip fades are sound design, not cleanup. On micro slices, a 1 to 5 millisecond fade can turn clicks into controlled ticks. A 10 to 30 millisecond fade can soften hats into dusty shuffles. Decide slice by slice. This is one of the sneakiest ways to change the sample without changing the sample. 3. Do a phase reality check early. When you layer multiple warp modes, sometimes the stereo energy collapses in mono. So periodically, throw utility on the texture boss and set width to 0%. If the vibe disappears, you've built a stereo illusion that won't translate. Back off width, or use multiband width control later. Quick stock only method for multiband width. Make an audio effect rack with three chains. Low band, 0 to 200 Hz, utility width at 0%. Mid band, 200 Hz to 4K Hz, width around 80 to 110. High band, above 4K, width around 110 to 140. That keeps punch centered and lets fizz travel. Now, resampling. This is where arrangement becomes a sound design factory. On resample print, set audio from to your break TEX bus, or master if you want everything. Arm resample print. And here's a pro workflow note. Don't chase one perfect print. Do multiple passes. Do a dryish print where movement is minimal. Do an FX print where you go hard on throws, reverses, extreme filter moments. Do a destroy print where you blend in parallel abuse, like extra overdrive or redux. Record an 8-bar pass. Stop. Now cut out the gold. 1/8 stutters, reverse swells, crunchy hat sprays, noisy ghost bits. Consolidate each into short clips and name them clearly. Tex.01, Tex Rev 02, Tex Spray 03. This is how you build your personal arsenal. Optional but nasty. Parallel destroy chain for darker DNB. Duplicate your texture bus. And on the duplicate you add EQ high pass around 250 Hz. Then overdrive with frequency around 2 to 4K Hz and drive like 20 to 40%. Then a light redux. Blend that whole destroyed bus quietly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. You'll feel it more than you hear it, which is exactly where good texture lives. And if your texture is masking the main snare or kick, sidechain it. Put a compressor on the texture bus. Sidechain from your snare or your drum bus. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. This audio version is shortened for playback.